Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit, Laurel Kerosene, Mobil Distillate, Mobil Power Kerosene, Mobil Oil, and more than 300 Mobil quality products, presents the fifth semi-final of its nationwide search for Australia's outstanding voices, the 1950 Mobil Quest. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Vacuum Oil Theater. The fifth semi-final of Mobil Quest is sure to provide a particularly interesting contest, for the three competitors are men, singers from New South Wales and Victoria, who each gave a fine performance in their heats, and who, tonight, compete for a place in the grand final in the Melbourne Town Hall on September the 6th. And now everything is ready, and here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer tonight is William Smith, bass baritone of Newcastle, New South Wales, who won the 14th heat. He will sing first an aria from The Barber of Seville by Rossini, La Calumnia.
And a whisper with a beginning like a pepper, and not a stealing swift ne'er itself revealing, lurked in amber softly gliding, like a pepper's head above the breath is heard. Just a murmur, scarcely hinted, warning finger, meaning glances, then a hissing sound advances, like a hissing sound advances, then a light escape hiding, now suspicious doubts awaken, that by none can be mistaken, now suspicious doubts awaken, that by none can be mistaken, and by none can be deterred. A well-timed insinuation, a suggested intimation, half denying, half implying, all the town will soon be flying. Expectation, fear, the wonder, guessing, grace, by distant thunder, every facing, never ceasing, is a new invention, spreading, never gaining, never losing, round this application, closing, till at last is an explosion. Like the battle's peace, come on! Like the battle's peace, come on! While the wretch condemned by slander crushed and friendless forth must wander, till bewildered and despairing in the flimsy unheard. While the wretch condemned by slander crushed and friendless forth must wander, till bewildered and despairing in the tomb he sinks unheard. Till bewildered and despairing in the tomb he sinks unheard. Till bewildered and despairing in the tomb he sinks unheard. Still in the tomb, still in the tomb he sinks unheard.
La Calumnia was sung by William Smith. Well, what have you been doing with yourself since you won your heat, Mr. Smith?
Not very much.
You've been well?
Oh, I've had two very severe colds.
No good for a singer. Anything else you've done?
Oh, there's one thing there. I went down to wave goodbye to Ronald Jackson.
Ronald Jackson, did you? Mm. He went off to America, didn't he?
England, I think, first.
He's going to America after that, though, I believe. I think I read something about
it.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity for him, isn't it? And all made possible by Mobile Quest. Good luck to him. Well, now for your ballad. Ladies and gentlemen, William Smith will sing To the Forest by Tchaikovsky.
Christ let the forest with the town of weary, saddened, jaded, I would be. Within thy heart I lay me down and tell my sorrows to thee. For life is full of vain endeavor and hope that ends in bitterness, and love that loves in vain and never. I look to know not happiness. Thrice happy birds that flit above me, love making, nesting, never weary. Ye know not life is ever dreary, that there is one who will not love me. Oh, the comfort of joy of men, a sweetness of the summer day. Weary and jaded, and I woo you, pour out my sorrows to I will you.
In the fifth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was William Smith of New South Wales. The second singer tonight is a Victorian, Arthur Little of Clifton Hill, who was the winner of the 12th heat of Mobile Quest. His aria is Eri Tu from Verdi's opera, The Masked Ball.
It was thou. Destroyer, but betray me with hate to die. Oh, thy selfish and villainous end, oh, thy villainous end. Great above, that could do such a foul wrong to the truest of comrades, foulest wrong to the dearest of
sung by Arthur Little. Well, Mr. Little, how's the chess playing? Oh, before you answer that, I should remind our audience that when he was here last, Mr. Little was most modest about his chess. How's it going?
Well, I think I'm beginning to improve. Gradually.
You know, chess is still a mystery to me.
Well, it shouldn't be. It's not as difficult as all that. As a matter of fact, I've won a few games since I was last here.
Did you? Have you? Really? Well, with a little more improvement, the way you're going, I can see you challenging Koshnitsky.
Koshnitsky? Who's he?
Oh, he's just the world's champion.
Well, I'm afraid I'm a bit out of his class.
Perhaps you'd better stick to your singing, eh? All right, let's have your ballad. Ladies and gentlemen, Arthur Little will sing Tur's ballad, Mother of Mine.
I know who stress would make me whole. I know who stress would make me whole. Father, oh mine, oh mother, oh
competitor in the fifth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Arthur Little of Victoria. Donald Cameron of Miranda, New South Wales, is the third singer tonight. Mr. Cameron was the winner of the sixth heat, and for the semi-final, he's chosen the prologue from Pagliacci by Leoncavallo.
Are false and unreal, that his sighs and cries and the pain that is told, he has no heart to feel. No! No! Our author tonight a chapter will borrow from life with its laughter and sorrow. Is not the actor a man with a heart like you? For men that our author has written, and the story he tells you is true. A song of tender memories, deep in his listening heart, one day was ringing, and then with a trembling heart he wrote it, and he brought the time with sighs and tears. Amen. Here on the stage you shall behold us in human fashion, and see the sad fruit of love and passion. Hearts that weep and languish, cries of rage and anguish, and it alone. When
Was sung by Donald Cameron. And how are things with you, Mr. Cameron?
Well, I've been doing quite a lot of singing lately, one way and another.
Mm-hmm. Routine engagements, or was there anything of particular interest?
Well, there was one engagement, I think, of particular interest. That was the performance of Rigoletto at the Rockdale Town Hall.
Rockdale in New South Wales?
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. And two of the grand finalists in last year's Mobile Quest took leading roles.
Oh, that's interesting. Who were they?
Ronald Jackson and Alan Ferris.
Well, that is interesting. The winner, and I think Ferris was fifth place getter last year. Rockdale's a suburb of Sydney, though, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it's the first municipality to sponsor a symphony orchestra and an opera company.
Good Lord.
And they've done so for 2 years now.
Have they? Well, well done, Rockdale. All I can say is that there should be more of this sort of thing to, well, to further encourage the wonderful vocal talent such as we're finding in Mobile Quest. Right, now for your ballad. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Cameron will sing Sea Fever by Ireland.
I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the winds tug, and the white sails are shaking, and a gray mist on the sea's face, and a great dawn I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying, and the flung spray and the blown spume, and the seagulls to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's
singer tonight was Donald Cameron of New South Wales. The other competitors were William Smith of New South Wales and Arthur Little of Victoria. Broadcast of the fifth semi-final of the 1950 Mobile Quest was compared by John Curtis. The leader of the orchestra was Herbert Pettifer. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong. And the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest.